Rarotonga looks forward to the end of the month because it is no myth that the deals get hotter. Like now, rates are as low as 1.9% on Fit, Civic, Accord, Accord Hybrid, CR-V, and Ridgeline. Plus, there are only two new, never-titled 2019s left in stock. One Civic, one Insight, and you better get them while you can. And as always, visit Rorick.com for all of your vehicle needs.
And now we start this week's You Jack Off podcast. We're finally not at Pearl Avenue. We're finally out and about.
Well, don't say finally, because we go back and forth.
Right.
You know, we're hybrid, just
we
like
are.
Everybody else.
Bottom line is we are out and about.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
This is Gavin Wild Billy.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle.
Hi, this is Rocky Blyer.
Hey, it's Rick Seaback.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Santonio Holmes.
And this is the You Jagoff Podcast.
So this is this week's You Jagoff podcast, right?
Yes.
And we are in Wexford, and we are at a place called Connected Health. Mm-hmm. You can tell we're all in masks just by the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Everybody's getting used to it.
Some people are going to be listening to this and wondering, where's Tanner the podcast dog?
We couldn't bring him.
No.
Betty said no.
Right.
Just kidding.
Right.
I did not.
But right. Tanner the podcast dog is home, thankfully, because, again, we are hybrid, and we are proud that we can be on site, outside, enjoying the glorious weather. Right?
And, right. And if you're listening to the Jagoff podcast for the very first time, one, we want you to go subscribe to it, and you get it every, if you're a subscriber, you get it every Monday around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on radio.com, or you get it on Tuesday on yourjagoff.com.
What was on the blog this week?
First of all, there is one man in a sedan moving. So we caught this picture of a guy that was driving a car across the McKees Rocks Bridge with a mattress on top of it, which isn't all that odd around here.
No.
But then there was a nightstand on top of that.
Yeah,
so
that's a little weird.
So
it's like Jenga on wheels.
Right.
So weird.
Right,
so
exactly.
Weird. And then supersizing the social distance at the arches. Listen, how cute of a story was that? It's really not being a jagoff. More so, it's these cool elderly people who would congregate every week or every day, really, at the McDonald's in Westview. And now they've just taken it outside. Isn't
yeah.
that so cute? Everybody in Westview thought that was so cute.
Yeah.
And then don't ask, just mask.
Masks are hanging from everybody's mirrors at this point. But what used to be there? Fuzzy dice, rosary beads, you know?
Hula dancers? No, that's the dashboard. That's on the dashboard.
Right.
Not
so that was what was so on the blog this week. So.
No, one more. It was also, were you Team John or Team Rachel? Because if you remember whenever people asked you to spot the color of the dress, whether it was gold or black or blue or whatever that whole debacle was, we did the same thing. John and I saw a vehicle, and I said, oh, that's such a pretty cobalt from my Chico days. And he said, it's purple. And so we took it to our listeners, and it looks like I won.
Yeah, it would be so. Because the picture you put up, I'm really contesting this, the picture you put up shows that it is blue. But
I did
it looks way more
it.
Purple to the naked eye. But,
all right,
who's on this podcast?
Yeah.
So first of all, we are at this place in Wexford where we're going to...
This place.
Yeah.
It's so exciting because Elena's been talking about this to us for actually over a year now and how she wanted us to come try it out. And she's talking to me off air about how I need to bring my boys here because they're hockey players. So there's a wellness component. There's all kinds of stuff to this. It's the concierge service for health.
And Betty Elena will be here. And then there is a guy with one of the biggest dreams that we could ever support, right?
Yeah.
A zip line from the Mount Washington over to the North Shore.
Yeah. And I will be your cheerleader and say, get it, because I'm not doing it. I'm just watching.
I'm voting for number one.
That's so cool.
I'm rooting for number one seat right there.
And then we get to talk to the two who are heckling us as we sit here, Ray and Colin. And we sort of abuse ourselves when we invite them to come on because we love hearing them, but we know they make fun of us the entire time.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. They can talk to us about New York and the shows that we're going to be doing.
And the music this week is thanks to Bill Duigi and Christy Manna from Nashville. Bill's a Pennsylvanian, and we have Tori Martin, who's a new Nashville hit, so that's the music you're going to hear. So let's first go to our hosts.
All right, so Betty, have you been waiting for this like all week, right?
All week. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for having us. We seriously were excited. When Elena started talking about this over a year ago, it really did pique our interest because we like to talk about all things Pittsburgh and how Pittsburgh is constantly changing. So this is a big change. Talk to us a little bit about what is Connected Health in the Wexford area, because listen, I did not realize you literally are right off the main drag. You're easy to get to. So talk to us about what exactly is Connected Health.
So connected health at its like very highest level is four things. It's medical, pharmacy, fitness, and nutrition. And so in each of those areas, we are about being proactive and preventative. So our primary care program, we have a doctor's office, a regular primary care office, but our physician is a concierge physician. Our practice is considered a concierge practice, otherwise known as a direct primary care practice. And so we are all about not just trying to only be here when our patients are sick, but how do we keep our patients healthy? So a concierge practice, we don't bill insurance. We have nothing to do with insurance. Our patients pay a membership, an annual fee, to join the practice. And it's about creating a relationship between the doctor and the patient, a direct relationship. So they really actually get to know each other. And, you know, our initial visits with our patients, our initial physical is 2 hours typically. So when's the last time you sat and talked to a doctor
exactly.
for 2 hours?
Exactly, yeah, right.
And you think of, you know, well, I don't have anything to talk about for 2 hours. But, you know, like I said, it's really about creating a relationship and how, you know, how we get to know each other. And the patients can talk about everything from their family history to their goals, their fears, what keeps them up at night, what they're good at, what they're bad at, you know, and just kind of everything. Because when it really comes to being healthy, it isn't just, you know, it's not all
wrong.
Physical, right?
Yeah.
Your whole world plays a part in it. And so from the medical side, that's what we do. We have a smaller panel of patients. So our physicians don't have more than maybe 300-400 patients per physician. In a typical primary care setting, they will have thousands.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this
okay.
way, they actually have time to spend with
sure.
patients.
Sure.
And then not only that, but, you know, we don't all only get sick like Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Like sometimes you have a question and it might be 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night or
right.
Sunday morning. And sometimes getting the answer to the question when you actually have the question, you know, can be the difference
yeah.
between, you know, a good outcome and maybe a not as good outcome. So I know it's difficult to prove to people on paper. I firmly believe that over time, we save our patients money. I know you're paying out of pocket. You're paying in addition to your regular insurance. But again, by getting the questions answered when you have them, you know, can maybe save you a trip to the ER, or you don't have to go to specialists as often. You don't go to urgent cares as often. Over time, I think we save the patients money. We save the insurance company money. And it leads to better outcomes. It also leads to happier doctors, happier employees. Like, we have this really nice setting here for everybody, you know, to play a role.
This is a private pay situation where I get access to a physician in a higher, not a higher level of skill, but a higher level of a one-to-one contact, right?
Yes.
And so then what happens if I do need a specialist then?
From yeah. there, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, so your physicians here, you know, they have their network of colleagues that they refer to. So depending on your insurance, we do need to know what you have. You know, we actually help the patients schedule, you know, choose the doctor, schedule the appointments. In a traditional primary care setting, when you do need a specialist, oftentimes, you know, the doctor will write down a couple of names for you and hand them to you and say, you know, good luck, I hope it goes well. With us, we actually want to make sure that it actually happens. So not only do we give them the information, but we also will make the appointment for them, make sure that all the paperwork that needs to be at that specialist's office is there before the patient gets there, make sure that we get the reports back. So your concierge doctor becomes the quarterback of your healthcare. So they are sort of the one point of contact that can help make sure that all of your doctors are know what they need to know, and that the patient knows what they need to know, the family knows what they need to know, and everybody gets their questions
They're all
answered.
On the same page.
Yes.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome. So talk a little bit more. You said that there's a pharmacy component. There's a wellness-ish kind of, like, nutrition. I guess my first question is, how did you come up with this model? Because it's not something that you hear of often, especially in Pittsburgh. And then what made you kind of put all four of these components together?
Yeah. I'm a pharmacist by education, okay. And I came up through something called specialty pharmacy, which really was didn't exist before like the late 90s. But what it really became to me was it was about having a relationship with your pharmacist. So, you know, a lot of our patients, I never met them, but they knew if they had a question, they knew they could pick up the phone and they could get Betty and they would get their question answered. So it kind of made me interested in like relationship-based healthcare. I got specifically interested in concierge medicine when I had little kids. Because inevitably it's 4 o'clock on Friday, yep. And somebody's fever is 105.
Tugging at their ears, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
And I mean, specifically also at the time you would call, and you know, you'd get the doctor on call who doesn't know your kid and they would say, yeah, you know what? You take him to the ER.
Yes.
And there's, you know, 12 hours of your life that you're never going to get back.
Right.
And you know, maybe you needed to go to the ER, but maybe you didn't.
Right.
So that's kind of where the concierge piece came from. Pharmacy obviously is my background. And then if you really want to be proactive and preventative with healthcare, you know, following, you know, a good diet and exercise, like we have the time to talk to our patients about what they're doing in those areas. And so we have everything here. We even have a physical therapist here. We have a massage specialist here. We have amazing personal trainers. We have different fitness spaces. We have, you mentioned Athletic Republic. We have sports training. But really, at the basis of all of that is being proactive and preventative. So if we teach our kids how to exercise, whether or not they make it into, like, the big leagues, isn't necessarily.
But aren't they? Aren't my kids going to be
absolutely.
In the NHL?
Of course, okay. I can promise.
I just wanted to make sure that we got that clear.
Yeah.
But even if they don't, they're learning how to exercise. Right. I didn't grow up exercising.
Sure.
It wasn't a part of how I was raised. So, you know, you have 10, 12, 14-year-olds that now know proper mechanics,
right.
and how to exercise properly. It's something they'll take for the, you know, well into their, you know, throughout their life. And the same with diet. If we can teach, you know, the earlier we learn how to make positive changes.
Becomes routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I was just telling Elena, it's harder to be proactive and preventative with, you know, somebody old like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to do that with, you know, somebody Elena's age. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
And anytime we've met with or I've met with our doctor, he always, like, makes sure, like, he checks up on me and, like, he'll schedule, like, the next time I see him, it's like very consistent with everything. So it's really about like connecting the dots between
sure.
all the different services that we offer. It's not just like mm-hmm. checking you on like one aspect. It's like all together. So,
okay.
So
really
nice.
You know, Betty, Elena, Pittsburghers always have to be first. We want to be first at everything. We know we have this great health care here in Pittsburgh. So for people that listen to the podcast that used to be Pittsburghers and, you know, they're in awe right now, but where is Pittsburgh as far as this kind of concierge medicine? Is
yeah, because really, where did that's a good,
is it like,
yeah.
did it start here? Or are we sort of, you know, but then again, Pittsburgh, at least as far as fashion, is way behind, right? So where
he
are we?
He learned that from me.
Where
he
are
didn't
we
just come up with that. I tell him that on a regular basis.
No, yeah. You look at me and you tell me. You look at my clothes.
No, but
so,
I get your
but where
point.
Are we as far as leading the charge in this? Are we leading it? Are we in the middle of the pack?
I mean, I would say, you know, as far as concierge medicine by itself,
yeah.
That's a movement that, you know, I don't believe it didn't start here, but it's still a young movement. And there's also no consistency about what a concierge medical practice even means across the country. So you can have everything from maybe a doctor that has two patients and pay them, you know, $100,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and they're at his beck and call or their beck and call, to clinics that do really low cost appointments for
okay.
for patients. So it runs the gamut. But as far as connected health, as far as sort of merging the concepts of not just medical, but also adding pharmacy, fitness, nutrition, I don't believe this exists anywhere in the United States.
Okay.
Really?
Wow.
So
see?
We're first.
See, Pittsburghers? See, we always have to know that we find a way to be number one at it,
we
no
do.
Matter what.
But that was sort of what I was asking.
Yeah.
Like, you had to have heard of the model somewhere, because I get it that you're so right. We come from that era where you're supposed to connect. You're supposed to have that relationship with the people who are taking care of you. So I guess I assumed, obviously, that you had seen it somewhere else. So kudos to you. How long have you been here?
This is our sixth year.
Okay, wow.
But,
awesome.
But, you know, we still consider ourselves, you know, startup mode. But, you know, we now know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think we're really doing what we do for our patients specifically is so far above and beyond.
So give us a typical example. Like how does it start? Walk us through the steps.
Yeah, so typically most of our patients have come from referrals from other patients. But we do have people that are just seeking us out or find us somehow. And a lot of times it's a pain point that brings somebody to us. So, for example, we've had patients that have started with us because the last appointment they had with their primary care physician, they sat in the waiting room for an hour. Mm-hmm. Then they sat in another room for 20 minutes. And then they had a 15-minute doctor's appointment, and they left, you know, very frustrated. I have had other patients that have got up and left. Mm-hmm. We want people to know that we're here, and, you know, you don't have to wait for, sure. you know, that level of frustration to look for an alternative model
right.
to our kind of reactive acute care, primary care that's, you know, happens outside of here.
So before we have to get to our question of the day at some point, but I do want to ask you, so you're in Wexford, physically located here. Can I be anywhere in the country and use you since you are virtual medicine? Or do I have to be within a close enough proximity to eventually see the doctor face to face?
So I wouldn't say we're virtual medicine, but we have ways that you can communicate with your doctor
okay.
with not being in person.
Okay.
So typically, your exams are here. Typically, you know, it's a okay. regular doctor's office. But once you have your initial exam, and unless there's something, you know, acute going on, a lot of the rest of your communication happens through your phone.
Okay.
So, you know, telemedicine is a very
yes.
big
sure.
Kind of word right now that people are really getting used to the idea. But, you know, we've been communicating with our patients since the beginning through, you know, texting, calling, video chat. Like, to me, telemedicine is more than just that virtual, like a Zoom.
Okay.
It's being able to text your doctor in the evening, call on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of those things that can happen. So it's not like you have to come to Wexford, you know, every day. And I have heard many people have said to me, oh, I wish you were in the South Hills, or I wish you were here. You know, it's just too far.
And you're like, cross a bridge, for God's sake.
Yeah,
well,
you're like, hey, Yinzer.
But, you know, and so I, of course, have all my arguments.
Yeah, right.
All my things to get people over their own sort of preconceived notions as to why this wouldn't work for them. But, you know, let's say, and I know this is a bad example, but let's say, you know, a patient has cancer, and the best cancer doctor is, you know, an hour away. Are they going to say, oh, I really wish they were closer?
Right.
Let me know if you know anybody
yeah.
closer, right? They wouldn't argue at all. So to me, why is our primary care, why is our upkeep, why is taking care of ourselves any less important?
That's a great point. I love
it. Listen, I think you have perfect timing to have the noisiest truck go by while we're recording your podcast.
Where does everybody find you so that they can understand how this works, schedule an appointment, get a tour, all those good things? Online, where do they find you?
Yeah, our website is connectedhealthpgh.com. Is it PGH? Wait, hold
yeah,
on. Did I say
PGH.
That right?
Yep. And then we also have an Instagram. I'm very active on LinkedIn, too. So we have a bunch of different social media sites that we can be accessed.
And on the social media, you're going to get tips. You're going to get lots of background things on how you can get used to this kind of health, right?
Okay.
So we have a coveted question of the day every podcast. So because we're here, we sort of used you as part of our teaser for the podcast. People are often afraid of doctors, whether it's in person or asking a question. What is your biggest fear that you don't want people to know? What are you afraid of? Don't say death. That's the only thing. I hate when people say death. And I don't know why I hate that, because we're all afraid of the unknown. So something else. Is it spiders? Elena?
I do not like spiders.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew you
like,
would
I was
say
picking
that.
Up one of these things to come out here, and Diane was like, oh, there's cobwebs on the bottom of that. And I was like, oh, it's
gonna
right
back
in
up.
My hand, actually. So.
That's a good one. Spiders is like one of the top five answers on things people are most afraid of. Betty, what's your biggest fear?
I don't like talking on camera.
Get out!
Look
at you! And you're busting through.
I'm trying.
I love it. Listen, thank you so much for hosting us. We're so excited that we can talk to our other guests, get to know you guys a little bit more, and we certainly will pass along the message that this is a great thing you have going on.
Thank you for having me.
this is the part. Like, you go to Kennywood, you scream. You go on the laser loop, you scream.
Yeah. You go to Connected Health, you don't scream.
You don't scream, right?
You don't, because it's a good thing. It's a concierge service.
But this
but our
next
guest, you're going to scream?
He's going to make... I will scream, and I will love every second of it.
I will not. I told you, I will be the cheerleader. That
Rachel, you
job.
Are doing it.
I love it.
Yes. Listen, bro.
Day one.
Oh.
It's happening. Oh,
so who we have right now is Jeremy, who we had on our Kelly 100.7 Star Daily Dose of Happiness. Yeah. This is kind of how the relationship
starts. And explain
starts.
That. We're like, hey, we found this really cool thing. And then all of a sudden we were like, cool, let's bring him on the show because this is even bigger than we thought it was going to be.
Exactly. So Jeremy is about to embark on a major, major change to the downtown area.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Because we are going to zip line from the North Shore over to the Rivers Casina, as my mother would call it, Casina.
Yeah.
And the only people in the way right now, they're our friends right now, are the... are the railroad folks, which we understand.
Yeah.
But the fact is, so Jeremy, first of all, welcome to the Jagoff Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm a big listener. I love it.
Thanks, Jeremy.
We appreciate
and it's Pittsburgh Zipline.
The Pittsburgh Zipline Company.
Yep. Company. Mm-hmm. So, listen, everybody has those days where we are sitting around and we're like, oh, only if we had a... Is that kind of the moment you had where you're like, we've just got to do this?
Or wait. Yeah, is it one of these things like we started drinking and one thing led to another story?
Both were happening. So my wife and I went on a cruise.
Okay.
Okay. And one of the stops was in Haiti.
Okay.
And they had a zip line that went from the top of the mountain across like a bay, like an ocean bay, to the land on the other side. So we did it. It was awesome. It was like 2,500 feet long, like a really big zip line. And we finish. We're on the beach and we're watching everybody else go down. And I said, this is just like Pittsburgh. And she said, you're an idiot.
There's
palm trees. There's ocean. We're on the beach.
Yeah.
She's like, you're an idiot. And I said, no, look. That's like Mount Washington. That's like the river. The landing is like the North Shore. We should put this in Pittsburgh. You're an idiot. So years later, I chose to end my career as a sales rep in the outdoor industry and become a stay-at-home dad so my wife could, you know, pursue her career as in accounting. And when you have an infant, you're changing diapers all the time. You have a lot of time to think and do stuff.
Yes.
So I started doing a lot of research on could this be done? How do you do it? Are there companies out here that design and engineer and you know build these things? And there are a lot. And we found out that one of the biggest and the one that really meshed well with us and a really good Pittsburgh story I'll tell you in a second is called Zip Rider, sorry.
No worries.
And Zip Rider out of Utah. And one of the things I love about them is they completed the emergency escape system for NASA's new launch tower. Yesterday there was a big launch, and then a couple weeks ago there was a big launch of finally American astronauts going to the space station from the United States. So up until that launch, NASA was using, I became like a NASA expert. So NASA was using the Apollo and space shuttle towers, and now they're using a different tower. And the technicians that are working on that tower, to get them off the tower, the safest, fastest, easiest way is a zip line. So Zip Rider is, because if they take the elevator down, they're closer to the engines. It's like, you know, we got to get away and we got to get down. So Zip Rider, the exact same system that they put in at NASA, they're putting in here, you know, designing for us here. Same cables, same harnesses, same trolleys. The only difference is we have brakes. They don't have brakes. And, so we'll tell you that later. But the nice thing about Zip Rider is his mother is from Pittsburgh. So we had like a great little, you know.
Yinzer connection.
Yeah, you know her. I know her. You used to go to Isley's. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so that was really good.
Yeah, you always need that Pittsburgh connection.
Oh, my God.
So that's how it started.
Wow.
So this has to be like, it's a time suck, I'm sure. There has to be a money suck at some point. But, you know, there are sometimes people are like just developing things that will never happen. But it's a time that, you know, this is so close right now.
We're
right?
So close.
We have been talking about this for a couple of years, more than a couple.
But why did you pick the pandemic year?
So we started about three and a half years ago.
Okay.
There were other people before us.
Oh, really?
But they never really got as far as we have. And in our my sort of philosophy was, I want to do all the research before we go public. I mean, you know, because if it can't happen, why tease people? Bring it back up? So I met with the FAA. I met with the Coast Guard. I met with the Army Corps of Engineers. I met with Mayor Peduto. I met with Teresa Kell Smith, the city council person for the West
president.
End.
Yep.
And now she's president of city council. Tons and tons of people. Every single person said, this is great. And if you're going to do it, here's the rules and the guidelines that you need to do to get it done.
And were there a lot? I would assume there were a lot.
Like, for example, the FAA said, we're going to have four cables that people can zip, right? So a family of four could zip at the same time, all at the same time, each on their own cable.
Okay.
But the FAA said, you have to have an additional cable that has those orange safety
spheres, the balls?
like you see on the highway, and then those red blinking lights, right? So, and then we have to make sure that our permit to them is up or submitted well in advance of when construction starts. So that way the helicopters that fly over, the military, the, you know, news, police helicopters, all that kind of stuff, they have ample time to update their maps and do everything, right? Mm-hmm. So as long as we do that and follow their guidelines, we're good to go. The Coast Guard and the Army Corps, they work in conjunction. They said, as long as we don't put anything in the river, which we're not, we're going to be fine. And our cables can't be lower than the lowest point of the nearest bridge.
Okay.
So in other words...
Yeah, I was just going to say.
If our cables in the feet of our zip riders can't be lower... I mean, can't inhibit future river traffic.
Okay.
So the lowest point of the West End Bridge is 60 feet. So our cables are going to be at 70 feet.
Okay.
So when we gave that data to ZipRider, their engineers incorporated that into their design, and we're good to go.
That's amazing.
Now, does this require, because you said about unobstructing the river, does this require a post to be in the middle of the river?
No. So there's towers that are going to be on the top. And when I say the top, we're not married to one location versus the other. The two locations could be Emerald View Park on Mount Washington, and the other would be the West End Overlook.
Okay.
Not one is better than the other. We've met with the residents of both. You know, we have some challenges and some great enthusiasm from both communities. And each one has its own dedicated landing site. So there'd be towers at the top, you know, one or the other, and they would correspond to towers at the bottom. Most likely the towers in the bottom would be attached to the roof of a building that's yet to be built. And then you would land on the roof and then take an elevator down into our retail center, which would be on the north shore.
You really thought it through.
This is
Oh, no, we're ready to go.
We
have, like, our point of sale system we know we're going to use. We have, like, on that FAA cable I told you about, there's cameras that are going to be mounted on that. We have gyroscopes in them, so they're always stable. They have a nice fisheye lens, wide-angle lens, and... I don't want Dave DiCello to get mad at me for the wrong lens there.
Yeah, but, right.
But they'll have a nice wide-angle lens that will get a picture of you zipping with downtown Pittsburgh.
As your background.
You. Yeah. So it'll look kind of like this if you see that.
Yeah.
And then on that, when you're zipping past, you'll have a bracelet on that we give you with an RFID chip, radio frequency identification chip. So when you zip past the camera, it knows who you are. And by the time you're done, the photograph will already be emailed in your email. So you'll be ready to go.
So my picture's going to come out. They're going to land and go, who's the guy with the wet spot in front of his pants?
And Rachel's cheering him on.
Because I don't care if I pee my pants. I don't care
if I
throw up.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't care anything. I'm doing it.
John
I don't care what I look
weird
like
things
at the other
that
end.
Happen.
Yeah. I don't care what I look like.
Yeah, you just want to do it.
It'll be great. It'll be great. You'll be going around 40 miles an hour approximately.
I was just
going
to ask that.
And it'll take about 50 seconds from when you start. Yeah, so you'll have a great time to look to your left downriver. You'll look to your right to see downtown Pittsburgh. You'll look down to see the fish. You know, it'll be great.
What about once you're in it? What's that like? So your harness,
so
your...
Do you know those camping chairs?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh,
like
those
crazy creek... They sit on the floor.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
So imagine that a lot beefier. And they're straps, like seatbelt kind of material. I'm trying to describe it.
You're not selling me with kinda.
They're industrial.
I heard beefy though. I did hear beefy.
Yeah. So you'll be strapped in to this chair.
Yeah.
And then nothing is pinching you or anything like that. It's very comfortable.
Okay.
And then there's almost like other straps that hang you from the trolley that's on the cable.
Okay.
And then hanging down are two like, you know, when you skydive or you see people skydive with the handles and the whatever. So those will be brakes. And when you pull down, you'll be going faster. When you lift up, you'll go slower. You can never come to a complete stop.
I'd be like here, like at eight, like 8 miles an hour, like on Tommy Boy.
What's nice about that is, you know, no matter what, you can go to the same speed of the person next to you. You can race the person next to you. Every time you do it, you'll have a different experience because you'll be able to go faster or slower.
Okay.
And then if somebody doesn't brake when they get to the end, there are two different supplemental braking systems that are built in. So no one's going to come crashing.
No one will be a Jagoff. That was going to be the next
one. Maybe a Jagoff, but we'll stop them. We'll stop.
It's not a sudden stop in a concrete wall.
Exactly.
At any point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, you'll really be good.
So what is left? What's the next step? Or what's just waiting for this all to pass, this whole COVID-19?
So we have been meeting with the railroad companies, you know, specifically, or first, there's two, Norfolk Southern and CSX. We haven't reached out to CSX formally yet. They know about us, but we have had conversations with Norfolk Southern, and you know, there's still some pushback from them. But we have some other inroads there. And then once, let's say magically they say yes.
Okay.
Right. So we get past it.
Yep.
The next step would be that we start doing our geostatic surveys of the ground composition on both Mount Washington and the North Shore. I mean, and the West End Overlook. Making sure that the soil and the ground can hold us, you know, because the towers are very, very heavy, 60,000 pounds each, and we'll be having three of them.
60,000 pounds each. That's crazy.
Because the cables are really heavy.
Yeah.
You know, steel cables. And then so once we decide, you know, what's going on there, we have some permitting that we have to get done and making sure that we're allowed to do it. We have met with the city a bunch, and, you know, in their eyes, we're good to go. But they haven't signed off on anything yet because we don't have anything to give them.
Yeah.
And then real estate acquisitions and stuff like that. But all the engineering is done. The permitting is ready to be submitted. So it's just getting that permission.
And then you have a marketing company.
Yeah, right. Right. You do have a marketing. Now, I did see some yinzers on there saying, hey, you're going to mess up the skyline. You're going to mess up the view. That's not going to be the case.
So I really don't think that's going to be the case, because in either location, whenever you walk up to the edge of where you're looking, if you're on Mount Washington, you know, where the George Washington and Gaius Suda statue is, that's right at MLB Park. So if you're standing there and you're looking across the river, you look straight across and you see the Science Center, Heinz Field, the casino. You look to your right and you see downtown. Hardly anybody spends any time looking to the left, and that's where our cables will be.
Okay.
So off to the left.
Gotcha.
If we're at the West End Overlook, again, everybody walks up, they go to the right to get a better view of downtown in the skyline. Our cables will be on the left on purpose. Because I'm a Pittsburgher. I grew up here, you know, and I don't want
want the skyline.
I want the skyline. Yeah. I don't want, you know, people zipping through that beautiful picture of the incline coming up in downtown, you know, so we're going to be off to the side, no matter where you look, you know, so.
Okay.
So, and if you're one of those Jagos that have tried to climb down the side of Mount Washington on a Friday night, if you're drinking, this is like the thing for
no
you.
No one does
no.
that.
Yes,
no.
they do. They get stuck every year.
No
someone
one does
gets
that.
Stuck every year. Someone gets stuck.
And a lot of people have questioned the traffic and, you know, and stuff, and parking especially. Everything will start and stop at the bottom, which is the North Shore. And so you come there, you get checked in, you do all your registration stuff, we go through our safety protocols, and then we put you in shuttle vans. They're 16-passenger vans, not giant buses. They are 100% electric. They're like a Tesla, you know, because we don't want to add pollution to the environment or anything like that. We take you up to the top, and then you climb on the zip line and zip down.
That's it.
Yep. The whole process should take about an hour.
Amazing.
Jeremy Goldman, you're my dream come true right
thank
now.
Thank you so
that's
much.
You really are.
So
and you're doing it, Rachel.
I am not doing it.
We will do it together.
I'll
I
make
promise.
The creepiness go away. So we have a question of the day. But before we do that, tell us where everybody finds you. Social media.
Our website is pghzip.com. We're on Facebook, on Twitter, you know, all that stuff.
All those good places. Yeah. Okay. Coveted question of the day.
Okay.
So since we're here, we said, you know, at Connected Health, people are always saying how they're afraid of visiting a doctor, the anticipation of a doctor.
Yeah.
What is your biggest fear? It can't be a doctor after you just heard all this good stuff about this place.
It would be horrible if I said doing a zip line.
Well, right. You're right. No, because I would understand. I would get it.
What is my biggest fear? I would say I'm going to have to say spiders. I just hate spiders. Yeah. I don't mind snakes. I don't mind rats.
Yeah, Fear Factor, remember?
Oh, I couldn't do it. When their heads are in that box and they're like crawling around. No,
yes,
done.
Complete,
can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like getting sweaty thinking about it.
Jeremy, thank you so much. We can't wait to see you. You'll have to come back on once we have it all.
Oh, no, you're coming back on the zip line once it's up and running.
We'll podcast from a zip line. 30-second zip line podcast.
You're going to listen to more of Tori Martin's new song, and then Ray and Colin are up next.
They've been ripping on us the entire time in the parking lot. You know that, right?
We were not.
Yes,
we have not.
I watched you laughing, Colin.
We were laughing at the truck that came by to paint the lines. Then they had a Harley Davidson gang. And then there was a marching band.
A Boeing 747 came down real low.
I knew you were going to.
At least you didn't pick
that.
A busy road.
Yeah.
Hey, next week's podcast will be on the side of Route 22. So come on by.
So who we have here is Colin Chamberlain and Ray Zawadny, New York comedians who are back in Pittsburgh, right? So, and when you're listening to the podcast, you already missed the show that they did.
And it was great.
It was, but there are three more to come. So it's Johnny Angel.
Listen, though, I'm going to trap you guys a little bit. Today on DVE, when you were talking about it, they said, will you be coming back for them? And Colin, you hesitated, but you said yes.
I said we would see what was going on.
Colin, that means you guys should come back more often.
He never says never. That's why he likes to keep people in anticipation, but he's not coming back.
Oh, wow. That was just a downer.
Thank you.
Wow. I was all excited. I thought it was sort of like a way to trap you into coming home in a couple weeks to do another one because you guys are so funny.
Yeah.
So that
No, I'm just goofing around.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah.
Hey, at this point, we'll do anything for the money.
Yeah.
And even, as you can see, for no money, because we're here.
You're here on the podcast.
What is this, an orthodontist? Well, outside of an orthodontist.
I thought I was actually getting a free checkup because I don't have health insurance, and then I end up sitting at a table doing a podcast.
I have a mole. If we could barter for this
Dude,
20
same.
Minutes. Just check out this mole.
Elena's texting her boss right now. Definition mole.
Yeah,
look up mole.
She's you, like, Elena. They just said they're at a dentist. Oh, my God. Talk to us a little bit about, Colin, perfect segue that you're wearing your Helgigs mask. Talk to us a little bit about what you guys are doing during the pandemic, because we could talk about it, but we know that you've started another podcast called Helgigs. And Ray, my kids solely carry your videos around and tell me about them on a regular basis. So,
you raise great kids.
Thank you.
That's the demographic.
That's your demo. You know? My kids.
12 to 13-year-old humor.
Yeah. So tell us about what you guys are doing here and in New York to kind of keep busy during the pandemic.
We watched a
couple movies.
Yeah.
And
we gossip.
We gossip all the time.
Okay. We do a lot of gossiping.
What do you gossip about?
Boys. On three. Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
We talk about him.
We don't do anything. We do nothing. We're the world's ending.
We lightly exercise. Just in case.
Yeah.
We exercise for about an hour a day, and then we act like we've been shot.
What does your exercise consist of? Because you know we're at Connected Health, and they talked about how that's an important routine.
Did they? Mm-hmm. I must have missed it in between
the
fighter pilots landing over there. I think the Blue Angels are going to come and do a flyover shortly.
Gyms are closed, so the way we've been exercising is we've mostly just been lifting up large slabs of rock just to kind of keep our strength
up. We usually wrestle each other from 7 to 8 p.m.
And then
just to try to get sleepy.
I usually need a nap after that.
What else have we done? We move furniture, not other people's, but just our furniture. We'll move from one side of the room to the other.
I will hang upside down from tree branches and just do crunches that way. I could really feel a burn.
Ray, you've been on a kick to training for arm wrestling.
Well, I look really thin. You could see that in your eyes. You were like, oh, this guy looks like a string bean.
Yeah.
And
except for your arms.
Yeah, well, they're huge.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I feel like Ray, I'm going to break this microphone.
You? Where are you? I can't see you.
He just sees a pair of arms here.
I
love doing real visual bits on a podcast. That's always.
I didn't see you behind that microphone cable.
Thank you. I needed that today.
No, I know. I saw you grief eat those Dunkaroos in your mom's car. So.
Yeah, they got Dunkaroos back. Did you see that?
What's a Dunkaroo?
Are you kidding me? They're like little, it's
crazy.
A little package of cookies that you dip in icing.
Oh.
It's very, I mean, speaking of connected health, it's very healthy. It's just a
right.
Nice
protein.
Just a nice after run treat.
Okay.
You know, you,
yeah.
you worked out, you deserve it, you earned it. Icing. I mean, what's bad in icing?
Yeah, right.
When has sugar ever been bad?
I couldn't agree more.
Wait, what are you talking about? What'd you call grief eating?
Grief eating.
Yeah, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
We do mental health here at Connected Health.
Well, some people will eat when they're hungry, which sounds ridiculous to me. I eat when I'm sad. If I have a bad day, if I have a bad gig, I usually need an Oreo milkshake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Colin's seen that.
That sounds so good.
It does sound really good.
And then you have two after shows. You're either Jim Belushi or John Belushi. Those are the two different versions. Mm. You're either partying or eating like you're going to die the next day. After a show. So
either way, I live every day to the fullest.
That's it, right? That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Colin, so you're doing Hell Gigs. Do you want to talk about that?
I started a podcast called Hell Gigs where I talk to other comedians about bad shows.
It's only comedians, Colin?
There's going to be some musicians on there. We just haven't got them on yet.
Okay.
But it's entertainers talking about bad shows. And we have, there's about 15 episodes. It's out wherever you catch your podcast. And there's a Patreon that you can become a member of the Patreon. I think my dad's a member. I haven't heard anybody else become a member.
He was a member. He just told me he's thinking of canceling.
Okay. Where, I talk about some other stuff. And, yeah, it's fun. It's been a lot of fun to...
What's the craziest hell gig you've heard about so far on your podcast? Tease someone that...
I just had... he's not out yet, but I just had a buddy of mine. His name's Shafi Hussein. He's from New York. He was in the Albany Funny Bone the night that a shooting happened and had to hide in the Albany Funny Bone. And the show was canceled mid-show, and he hid because there was an active shooter in the Albany Mall.
Oh, my
and
God.
And so that was pretty crazy. Everybody's fine. Everybody's fine.
Up. Yeah.
Except for the people that died. But, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, no. Or is he? You got to listen to the podcast coming out in 3 weeks.
It's a cliffhanger.
Very good cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger.
So, put some good ones. Ray's been on. Ray's been on a couple times. And we've talked about, you did a house show. You did an illegal gambling house show.
Which went great, as good as it could sound.
Yeah.
You know?
We talked about the time we did a game show in the middle of a fire hall, and you and the crowd booed the comedians off stage, and you ended up leaving the show mid-show to sit at someone's table and hang out with the audience.
Well, they offered me moonshine, and I can never turn... A good Southern boy like me is never going to turn down some moonshine.
South Hill Southern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there once or twice.
I understand. I love apple pie moonshine. It's just made me have a hankering for it.
Let's get some.
Let's get
but I noticed the headbands. If people are listening to the podcast, they go look at the picture.
They can hear the...
And you guys have your headbands on.
Yes.
And the little bit of the hair coming out of the top. Is that the style these days for comedians, or what is this?
Initially I started with the headbands. It's just a very common practice in the world of martial arts.
Okay.
That's why I started doing it. I don't know if I'm speaking for you as well.
You're not.
That it's a martial arts
don't.
Thing. And then also during the quarantine, my hair just started getting long. So it's a good way to pull it back. And also my hairline is maybe receding, which is nobody's business.
Hey, brother, there's no maybes.
And so it's a nice way to cover that up, too.
It's a very that's like the Brett Michaels secret, right? You know,
Brett Michaels has a full head of hair, I thought.
No, he's receding for sure.
Yeah, that's why
we're trying to keep the illusion. I'm trying to pull Brett.
He's a Pittsburgher.
Are you friends with him? Is that why you're trying to protect him?
I actually met Brett Michaels when I worked at the Science Center years ago.
That's an odd place to meet Brett Michaels.
I don't know. He was just there, and I was showing him around the train exhibit, just making up a bunch of stuff because I didn't read the manual that I was supposed to read.
The band train or a train?
I wish it was the band
train.
It was
an exhibit. Oh, okay. I was going to say. That would have been very cool.
Yeah.
If it was just a bunch of animatronics of Pat Monahan, that'd be very cool. So wait, what happened? You guys take five.
I sang Hey Soul Sister with the band.
Wait, why did Brett Michaels come to the Science Center to see a train museum?
He was taking some very voluptuous underdressed woman.
Was it for Rock of Love?
I wish it was.
That's one of my favorite shows ever.
Really?
Oh, Rock of Love. There were four seasons.
So you really like learning when you watch TV.
Yes.
Just like her kids learn when they watch your Instagram.
Yeah.
Nice. Sick burn. Sick burn, loser.
What? Hey,
got
man.
You.
Where is that road painter when you need him?
Ray, you were pretty upset with my dad when we first got here.
I was.
What?
I usually like a very formal greeting, like, hey, Ray, how have you been? You look like you lost weight. I can't even tell that you're balding. And you instead were just playing around with a bunch of wires like he was in a stage crew for a production of Annie.
He's wearing a double-breasted zipper Under Armour shirt like he's going bass fishing later today. Like, I mean, who do you think you are, John Daly? Why are you dressing like that?
John gets a hot guy haircut and he treats me like I'm a nobody.
I know. Ever since the Siegfried... No, I shouldn't say that. We'll have to cut that. Cut it!
The haircut from...
We'll cut it in post.
Ever since those guys cut your hair, you've really turned into a diva. Yeah, really. We've come a long way from old Call and putting out the clippers and shaving Dad's head in the kitchen, you know. Now he's got two magicians cutting his hair in a bunker somewhere. I don't even know. I got my friends texting me, I'm watching your dad on YouTube right now getting his hair cut. I said, oh, this is just lovely. This is crazy. Oh, my God.
And we thank those guys for the nice haircut.
And so now
it does look great.
Yeah.
Well, I told you that the other day.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. I apologize that I was too busy wiring things up or making it look like I was wiring things up when you showed up.
You were doing
today.
That to ignore me.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Yes.
You probably didn't know it was me, though. I am wearing sunglasses and have a
Ray,
mask.
I didn't know it was you because of all the weight you lost in your hair.
I'm worried you're going to blow away.
Thank you so
Hold
much.
Hold on to the chair.
Well, yeah.
Because the last thing I want to see is you just blow away with a gust of wind.
You know, you lose 3 pounds and people just treat you like you're different.
Right. Yeah.
And you can't even tell that you put on 10. Honestly, God.
All right.
Are we done?
I don't know. Do you want to be done?
What time is it?
You told me you have a hard out.
I got about 9 minutes. I got about 9 minutes.
Okay.
9 minutes.
Go.
Do a rapid round. Ray. What's the name of the bar in New York City that knows you like it's a cheers bar? They
Rocky.
Say Raymond. Oh. Yeah.
Rocky.
Why do they know you?
But instead they just call me Pittsburgh.
Hey, why do you think they know him? It's not because he's delivering papers, I'll tell you that.
They know me because I'm a pillar of the community and everything that I do.
Is it your rotary function? You're reading to the kids?
Yeah, it's a lot of what I do for the youth, which also, Colin, I don't know why you're saying that, you benefit from them. From what I do, I read to him because he can't sleep without somebody reading to him. You know about that, John.
Yeah.
It's usually he wants Harry Potter every night, isn't it?
Does he make you read the characters, the female voices? Does he make you read in different voices?
He doesn't, but I do it because I'm a performer.
You
I
are.
All in.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a top notch guy.
I do a really good Dumbledore.
Hey, could you come over here with that?
Or is just a man?
It's just a man.
He's not even
right.
cutting grass. He's driving on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. Out. We have
guys,
a question of the
guys,
day.
Guys.
Oh, question of the day.
Are you going to come back in for more of these shows in the back of Ridgeline?
I really do.
Yeah, just
know.
Call me.
Thanks, Ray.
I don't know.
Ray, will you answer?
No. Yeah, just text me.
Okay. But yeah. You still won't answer.
I'll answer.
All right.
That.
Well, we're question. Hoping so. We are just to plug it, we're having these guys, which obviously you can't come to because you didn't buy tickets fast enough. But
typical.
We're gonna...
That's so typical. Everybody, when are you doing a show in Pittsburgh? When are you going to be in Pittsburgh? We never get to see you perform in Pittsburgh. We had the tickets up for 10 days.
Kassie, you're so funny. When are you coming back in town?
I was like, not one person. We had to sell them like they were M&Ms and we were getting school credit for them. I mean, my mother's taking them to work, being like, please, buy some tickets so my son can eat. I mean, we had to solicit to your friends. It's embarrassing.
Dude, I just saw your mom down Foodland. When are you coming back this weekend?
We're going to have, someone will take a picture of us on
at the back of this pickup truck, and they go, "We didn't even know you had a show. When was the show?"
I have people waiting till the day before to buy tickets when it was like, "I want to see if something better comes along." Nothing's going on. Everything's closed.
Literally, in a global pandemic, we still cannot sell tickets to a show, which is just fitting of where we're at.
Which is why you need to come back, because once they hear...
Which is why we're on a podcast that isn't inside and it's outside, you know? One of these days, you guys are going to get enough awards where you're going to be inside a building instead of outside, like solicitors. Like Jehovah's... My father's dressed like a Jehovah's Witness.
We're out here.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
How you doing?
Colin, you need to knock it off. They have a big Jehovah's Witness following here.
I believe it.
We really do. I'm not even asking them the question today. No.
A lot of French fans.
Ray, Colin, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
Oh, and look,
oh my
ready
God,
for this
there's
answer?
Enough time in the podcast.
Spiders, snakes,
bats,
cockroaches.
Colin, bats.
Oh, God. Commitment, my relationship with my father. most scary movies.
Same. See?
Colin, what about you?
I'm legitimately afraid of demons and being possessed.
That's true.
Oh, that can't happen.
That came to a screeching halt.
What did you say? That can't happen?
Just put holy water and get blessed.
Oh, okay.
He's also afraid of water. So
well, Colin, where does everybody find you online and find your Hell Gigs podcast?
Well, you can find me wherever you listen to your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, whatever, Google, Libsyn, just Hell Gigs with Colin Chamberlain. Twitter is Colin Comedy. Instagram's Colin Comedy. And that's really it.
Ray.
Yes, John.
Ray be killing him somewhere. All over social media.
Yeah, I'm at Ray be killing him on all social media. I hope everybody follows me and thinks I'm as funny as Rachel's kids do.
That's a really good pitch, because they do.
So that is the podcast. And you've been listening to... The music you've been listening to is Tori Martin. A friend of ours, Kirsty Manna, is promoting her and working with her. And Kirsty and her friend Bill DeLuigi, another guy from Pennsylvania, wrote the song that's up. And it's fun. So thanks to Tori for letting us. We're going to have her on the podcast for sure. And at some point, we're going to end the podcast. We have to say thanks to Betty and thanks to Elena for having us come out here.
I'm so glad we finally got the chance to come. Elena has seriously invited us for many, many months. And we're excited that we can finally be here, because this is a really cool concept. Check it out. Connected Health in Wexford. And check him out online. And thanks to Jeremy Goldman. What a perfect explanation of Zipline.
Unreal.
Because I really would not have understood how that was going to go down. And he put it in layman terms, because I don't know anything about the mechanics behind that. So that was pretty cool.
I agree. And thanks to Colin Chamberlain and Ray Zawani, who abuse us.
They do. Yeah. And we keep asking for more. Yeah. It's like we're the bully victims. But
our self-esteem meter hits like a certain red spot. Gets too a little too high, so we bring them on to bring us
down. They bring us down. And listen, make sure that you're checking out our Pick Up and Go comedy show series that will be available at the Johnny Angel Genji Stuff Museum, as well as the Bicycle Heaven parking lot, where we're going to have local comedians. Aaron Kleiber actually already has committed. We're getting Sean Collier on, and it's going to be a great time, so check it out.
And thanks to Rory Conda. Rory Conda looks forward to the end of the month, because it's no myth that deals get hotter. Like now, rates are as low as 1.9% on Fit, Civic, Accord, Accord Hybrid, CRV, and Ridgeline.
Plus, there are only two new never-titled 2019s left in stock. Yeah, that's it. Seriously. One Civic and one Insight. So get them while you can. And as always, visit Roark.com for all of your vehicle needs.
On some social merry-go-round. Don't we live in the same town? I miss your face, face to face. I need some one-on-one. 'Cause we're all six stadium non-stop. Turn, turn around and watch the ball drop. Ain't no 1, 2, 3. It goes 3, 2, 1. If time really flies, we should